Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. We just heard Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. You heard that right, folks. That's the name of the band.
I think we've played them once
before. Oh, we've played them a few times. Yeah. They're a good band. That track, I think this is a brand spanker, is it not?
Yeah.
It is. It's called Another Reincarnation. Sort of rhyming with the Mahash Mashana. That's about a cremation, reincarnation.
Kind of different. Yeah. But they're both about dying.
Yeah,
I
it's
guess.
Like, you know, it's phoenixal. Phoenix-like?
Ooh.
Phoenician?
Okay.
Not
yeah,
sure how
Phoenician.
You adjectify that or how to you say turn something into an adjective.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh boy, we're off to a great start here this morning. Folks.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good track. We've got a whole slew of great tracks coming down the pipe over the next 2 hours. Don't you fret your little head.
I made this one, so.
Oh, yeah. This is an MN original here. That's huge.
So, I love songs.
Yeah, I can tell. There's no mountain goats on this playlist.
Oh, I just assumed you'd add one in. I don't know what you like.
Folks, there's going to be mountain goats coming up. Don't you worry. We're getting there. To help us get there, maybe consider visiting cfrc.ca/donate. We're in the middle.
Funding drive is still going on, everybody.
Exactly, folks. Funding drive is going for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. You've got all of December to visit. See if there's any last-minute gifts that you can pick up via various swag or potentially even raffle prizes you might win.
And it's literally the season of giving now, so please get on it. Give to CFRC. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. Every $5 you donate directly to CFRC will get you a raffle ticket for all sorts of prizes from downtown restaurants and businesses, or donate directly to Queens, and you can get a tax receipt if you're the sort of person who submits your taxes.
Wow.
I feel like that's half of our listenership.
Okay.
Anyway, folks, we've got another brand new one from Sufjan. Sufjan teaming up with Dennison Whitmer, who I had not heard of.
Me neither.
Up until today, but this is a cute little song. Just barely 2 minutes. It's called Focus Ring. Here we go.
Are you an artist? Are you an engineer? Does the world feel straight? Or did things get weird? Anything at all? Anything at all? Center of a crowd, do you stand off to the side just to watch how things play out? Anything at all, anything at all you need? Doesn't it feel easier to walk? To sleep. When you lose your faith at the state of things, when your heart gets turned by the focus ring, anything at all. It's a counterweight, it's a souvenir for the work that lies ahead, the inner voice that no one hears. about the neighborhood. Got no job on the line. Sincerely, don't worry. Same old boy that you hoped you would find. And I know it's no fun when you're first son. It's a no good. Starts freaking out the neighborhood.
Oh,
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Fuango, Over It, is the name of the track. Before that, we heard Mac DeMarco with his track Freaking Out the Neighborhood. And right at the top, we heard Denison Whitmer and Sufjan Stevens teaming up to give us Focus Ring, brand new single from those two gentlemen.
Yes, so obviously you're thinking good parts of December.
Yeah.
Christmas, my birthday, etc.
Various other holidays.
But actually, the best part of December is being able to rank things that happened in the year.
Yes.
You get your Spotify Wrapped. You get your Goodreads. I don't know. They do something on Goodreads. I wish I read more. You get to do all your movies.
Yeah, make your Letterboxd lists.
Like, this is my number one librarian trait. I love a numbered list.
We love to look in retrospect, folks.
Yes.
We love to catalog information.
It's so fun. So we've been cataloging, just like we always, you know, continually check on our favorite actors and actresses.
We're ranking all of the women we know based on their looks. I have a big spreadsheet. I'll show it to you sometime.
Oh, my God. But we were talking about like the highest paid like actor and actress in each age bracket, but then we were like, okay, who's the best actress in like sort of 40 to 60 range?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we settled on this, said like no notes, correct opinion.
Yeah.
It's Cate Blanchett.
It's Cate Blanchett.
Probably.
Anyone who's seen Tar once knows that that's true.
Yeah. But there is like a lot of actresses out there. So like probably I'm missing, you know, also any actress that acts in any other language besides English. Oh, the lady in Anatomy of a Fall. People maybe say it's her. Who knows?
Sandra Hüller.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. Tilda Swinton.
Is good.
Really,
yes.
Really good.
Tilda Swinton is a little freaky.
Marissa Tomei turned 60. Last week, if you can believe that.
That is crazy. But Cate Blanchett, so good. Nicole Kidman, so good. We love our Australian queens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why everyone in the whole world is from Australia.
Yep.
Margot Robbie. Like, literally
the
everybody.
Wickedly talented.
Yeah. Maybe it's like, you know, people from not America are better at accents, and so we just like also consider them like baseline better actors.
Yeah, you've got to, and yeah, like people in Australia are just sort of beautiful.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but yeah. But speaking of Nicole Kidman,
yes,
she has the new movie
Baby Girl
coming out
Christmas Day. See me seated in the theater for the Baby Girl Nosferatu, Baby Feratu. Is what I'm calling it.
That's sick.
I'm so excited. But David Eggers, king. We're very excited for Nosferatu as
well. Literally
insane.
But. Like, Baby Girl specifically is an insane movie to come out on Christmas. Like, Christmas is, like, for family blockbusters, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, like, why? Because no, it's not. It's that they come out on Christmas because it's like an iconic day, but then everyone goes and sees it like after Christmas.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not probably going to see it on Christmas Day. But yeah, like December
27th,
I'm like, all right, strapped in, Baby Girl, let's go.
Yeah. Come on, Grandma, you're coming too.
Yeah, exactly. But anywho, there is a new soundtrack released for Baby Girl, and it's got some indie music on it. So hope everyone is ready.
Also, for the record, folks, if you don't know Baby Girl, we should say it's like 50 Shades of Grey, but like the Nicole Kidman is the CEO, and like she has this sort of BDSM relationship with
like an
intern.
Boy intern.
Yeah. It looks really good. This is New Sky Ferreira for the soundtrack. It's called Leash. Here we go.
Hitchman song of the summer. The kind that breaks and it stings like a something or other. About a girl or a car or subliminal mother. Smell that price spent on diamond to buy what they're selling. I get the Sunday scaries every day of the week. She saved my number to her phone with a maple leaf. I got her name in there, her city in parentheses. She's sending pictures to my phone that you won't believe. No, I don't get much time alone down in Los Feliz. I'm gonna take her to the show on Saturday, because the party's always fun and the band's okay. I always call her when I'm looking for a place to stay. I'm gonna take her to the show. Hey, 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 hey. says I'm not coming to the airport. She says I'm not someone she can care for.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Golden Rule by Young Friend. Before that, Local Phonies, Rat Level. That's a great name for the song. And right at the top, Sky Ferreira with Leash off of the Baby Girl original soundtrack. Okay, so this is some Sky Ferreira news.
Okay.
Apparently she's been like teasing a record that's gonna come out for like the last 10 years.
Oh, that sounds like her. Yes.
Like, yeah, I just saw like another like news article that says like, oh, Sky Ferreira's new record, like looking at a 2025 release.
Yeah, it's...
And like the literally she's been talking about this since 2014, this record.
Yes. It is Azealia Banks' Energy. I remember it actually,
I respect
like
it.
Her one album that did come out in like 2013 or something, that it took so long for that album to come out. Yeah, she's just, you know, a perfectionist. She loves taking her time. There was also some, like, a lot of disputes over, like, rights and things like that. So, anyway.
Yeah, strange.
Hopefully she continues to make music. I think it would be really funny. You know how, like, Adele was nominated for an Oscar for, like, Skyfall? Like, Sky Ferreira Leash Oscar.
Yes.
Would be very funny.
Yeah, I would love that. But
yeah, Baby Girl wins Best Picture. Sky Ferreira wins Best Musical.
Whispers and rumors in Hollywood is that Wicked will likely win Best Picture.
There's no way.
I don't know.
No.
That's what people are saying.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess
but
La La
say
Land
a lot of...
like, was like, musicals are back, baby. We can win Best Picture again.
No, it just has to be connected to an IP and then it can win.
Yeah. Musicals used to win Best Picture like all the time. And then they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
And they lumped them in with, like, comedy or something. And they were like, you guys are the bad
movies
no one cares about.
Well, that's in Golden Globes. It's musical comedy.
Oh, okay, okay.
Anyway, folks, how about Dem Bills? Enough of Tinseltown.
Yeah.
How about some real Rust Belt realness down in Buffalo? So the Buffalo Bills are doing pretty well. They've clinched their division. They are set to go to the playoffs.
Okay.
We just lost a game against the Rams.
But only by 2 points.
It was, and like, a ridiculous game. Like, I looked at the Reddit today. Everyone's calling for the head coach to get fired, which is what they do every time we lose a single game.
Oh.
Which is funny.
Cool.
But
no room for mistakes here.
But mostly, when I say I want to talk about the Bills, I want to talk about Josh Allen. Our team is solid. I love all the boys. Cooper's incredible. But, like, Josh Allen is, like, kind of superhuman in the way that, like, Brady was. And Brady is a person that any Buffalo Bills fan has hated for so long. So it's just, like, this weird feeling of, like, us having the golden boy.
Okay.
You know? And, like, what do we do with this guy who we love? He's just incredible, folks. Last week, he was the first person in NFL history to throw a touchdown pass, run a touchdown in, and catch a touchdown pass in the same game. Insane.
So that's three different ways of getting a touchdown.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And then just on Sunday, this Sunday, he's playing against the Rams. He is the first person in NFL history to run three touchdowns or to get three rushing touchdowns and three throwing touchdowns in the same game. He got six touchdowns, no interceptions, and we lost the game.
Is it the same amount of points if you, like, catch it when you're in the end zone versus if you run it across the field into
the end
zone?
Same amount of points.
Okay, okay. So
that would be funny, though.
If it was different?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's so many, like, you get a random amount of points. I feel like I'm watching the numbers, and they're just like, oh, that was a plus two. Now it's a plus seven. Now it's a minus one. I'm like, this is not making any sense.
That's part of the fun.
Why is there so many different point values? Honestly, I feel like basketball has too many different point values even.
What, one, two, three?
I grew up only watching hockey, and they have one kind of point, and you get one point. Yeah. So
that's all a simple Canuck can really wrap their head around. any higher order math like that, it's just,
yeah, football to me is not a sport. It's like playing Warhammer or something. It just doesn't make
what
any
universe
sense.
Is it like playing Warhammer?
Because it's like you're just like, oh, I'm gonna put all my little guys there, and then they're gonna do this thing, and then it's like,
but they have to do the thing.
Now it's your turn. Like, it's like a turn-based strategy.
It is like turn-based strategy. I agree with that, and that's why I like it.
Okay,
it's like warfare in this way.
So it's like warfare, but not Warhammer. Okay.
Yeah.
Can't let me have anything, I guess. But Good job to your little boy. I'm glad he's doing well.
Thank you. Here's what you write me an essay on the Skaven and their geopolitics, and then you can talk to me about Warhammer. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyway, folks, up next we've got TV Girl and George Clanton. Isn't that quite the team up, eh? I bet TV Girl never thought in a million years that TikTok would let him hang out in the same room with George Clanton. But anyway, the track is called Yesterday's World. Here we go.
Time is an interesting phenomenon. A ticking clock, the running sand and hourglass. All these have captured the imagination of men. But time is more. It exists now, and then, and in the future. Suppose we are in the year 1950. Coexistence in time may be worlds we have never seen. The world of the past, and of the future.
Can we go back in time? can't go back.
Sue, what's the matter, Sue? Sue, 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 honey, it's all over. You can relax.
Where are we?
We're still in 1950.
You have just heard another adventure into the unknown world of the future.
Why?
folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Ginkgo by Pachinko.
I think it's Panchico.
Panchico, sorry, I'm so used to the pachinko machines.
I know.
And it was another Japanese, is Ginkgo a Japanese word? I want to say it is.
That also looks like Ginkgo.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Ginkgo.
Is that how you spell the tree?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then, so anyway, Ginkgo is the song. We heard Crispy Skin by Squid before that. And then we heard a brand spanker from TV Girl featuring George Clanton. That's Yesterday's World.
I think those were all brand spankers, actually.
Wow, so. Three brand spankers in a row. Yeah, you're really giving the folks the new hotness.
That's right.
That's great. Here, we're going to give you some old coldness. A movie that came out like 10 years ago.
It's a great movie,
that we saw. It's called Hail Caesar. Folks, it's pretty good.
It's a good movie.
It's a Coen Brothers movie. It's a Hollywood caper in the 50s that takes place over one day.
It is
an ensemble cast.
Josh Brolin is the main character.
He's like the fixer producer.
Scarlett Johansson and Jonah Hill are in it, and they are top billed. Their pictures are on the poster. Jonah Hill has literally one line, and Scarlett Johansson has like two lines. So not quite sure why they are seen as main characters. The guy that played Han Solo is in it. He is like an actual main character.
And like this, and he gets no billing. But like this, I can't remember, and like this is testament to
And also not Harrison Ford, by the way. I'm not an idiot. The guy who played young Han Solo.
Yeah, in the Solo Star Wars story movie by the Lord and Miller guys. This film, that guy, and the fact that I can't remember the actor's name is testament to this story. Is like in Hail Caesar, he plays like a, you know, like he plays cowboy movies. He's like a bit player in cowboy movies, and then he gets called up to the big leagues to star in this like huge drama. And like he has to like lose his Western twang and like learn how to like wear a suit and walk around. It's a very funny scene, but. What happened to this act? Like the real guy, the actor who portrays this cowboy, is that he was, you know, a very serviceable, really talented actor, who like really shines in this bit role he has in Hail Caesar, gets called up to become Han Solo, and it ruins his career.
Does it? And, like, he might still be in stuff.
I haven't heard. I don't know his name. He hasn't been in anything big. I'm sure he's still in stuff, but. Like, he literally had the exact trajectory of the character that made him pop off in the first place.
His name is Alden Ehrenreich or something.
Yeah, that's a tough one to remember.
Yeah.
Consider changing that.
He was in a movie in 2023, so...
Okay, what movie?
He was in Cocaine Bear.
Oh, he's in Cocaine Bear. I'm sorry. Yeah,
and a movie called Fair Play.
Yeah, do you know what? This guy's, he's really making the most of it. I've changed my mind. Cocaine Bear, directed by Elizabeth Banks,
maybe,
God help us.
Maybe it was amazing. You don't know.
I do know.
Maybe it was really good.
Anyway, folks, that's Hail Caesar. Really fun movie. We didn't even say Channing Tatum is in this film.
He's perfect. He's so good.
Is it the best dance number of the last decade? No Dames?
Yes. Literally.
It's so much fun.
Okay, just like go on YouTube
Dames. Just watch the No Dames. It's the best part of the whole movie. I almost wanted to like rewind and watch it again when we were watching. Folks, this movie's so good. Hail Caesar. It's like one of the worst Coen Brothers movies, which means that it's only just a masterpiece.
Also, we didn't even say George Clooney's in it. He's like the actual main character, and he's really good too.
Yeah.
And also this Alden guy was in Oppenheimer, so...
Oh, okay.
You know, he's not floundering. He's in three movies last year at least.
Well, all of my flowers to him. He's a very talented little boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, speaking of talented little boys, up next we have Surf Hat with Automatic Years. Is this new?
No, it's not new.
Didn't think so.
They're from Vancouver.
etched on my grave the memories of long lost unforgotten tears.
This band is all
that I